Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and on today's show, I'm joined by TV personality and host of the limited podcast series, Dying for Sex, Nikki Boyer. And we're talking about how even when things seem grim, it may actually spark a sexual awakening. Plus, I'm answering your sex and relationship questions. Topics include why during times of uncertainty, a sexual awakening can do wonders for your self-esteem. Maybe you can't go out and date right now, but some inspiration to open your mind to new sexual possibilities. Sex toys for penises that allow for some easy cleanup and some tips to keep things spicy in a long distance relationship. All this and more. Thanks for listening. So about 12 years ago, I interviewed the sweetest married couple. They just invented the Wii Vibe, the world's first sex toy designed to be worn during intercourse and to bring couples closer together, of course. Well, a lot's changed for Wii Vibe, but the basic design of their first couple's toy remains the same. The latest version is called Chorus, and it's pretty incredible. Like the first Wii Vibe, Chorus is C-shaped with one wig for internal stimulation and one for external. Because if you've been listening or you know, been there yourself, orgasms don't always come as easily to vulva owners during penetration. And plus, penises like vibrations too. It's a win-win. So you've got your external pleasure, you've got your internal pleasure, and there's still room for penetration. So there's always two happy customers. But Chorus's new features take the whole concept to the next level. First, there's the squeeze-sensitive remote. The harder you squeeze it, the stronger the vibration. Next, there's touch-sensitive mode that detects the natural rise and fall of your body's motion and adjusts the intensity automatically, which is so cool. And then there's WeConnect, the easy-to-use mobile app that does just so much. They really pulled out all the stops on this one. Chorus is waterproof, adjusts to fit any body shape, and is crazy powerful. Just add a little aqua lube from Pure to both sides and enjoy the ride. Because it works in any position and offers endless vibration patterns, Chorus is the easiest way to spice up your routine and reignite that spark with your partner. To learn more about Chorus by WeVibe and the WeConnect app, go to sexwithemily.com/WeVibe today. That's sexwithemily.com/WeVibe.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, check out sexwithemily.com. And you guys, we're still bringing you shows. I hope everyone is being safe and taking care of yourself. And I want you to know that I'm here and the whole Sex with Emily team to keep bringing you content and help as you need it right now. Find us on all social media. It is Sex with Emily on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and Twitter and all the places. We're still answering your questions. We're doing more live content, so you can check it out on those platforms. And this is a really good time to have a lot of those conversations that I encourage you to have with your partners about your sex life, about your relationship, because, you know, if there's been a problem or a challenge in your relationship, I just can imagine that you're all dealing with it now even more intensely. And I know a lot of you have been letting me know that listening to the show with a partner has been a really helpful, easy way to facilitate conversations that can be hard to start on our own. So thank you for letting me know that and for reaching out. I'm here for you and the team's here for you. And thank you also for supporting our sponsors, because without them, we would not be here doing the show and they wouldn't be here if not for you. So thank you, everybody. Intentions with Emily. For each show, I'm going to start out by setting an intention, as you know, and it helps you guys do the same. So what I mean is, like, what do you want to get out of listening to this particular episode? It could be, wow, things are so uncertain now. Maybe sprucing up my sex life could be healing. My intention for the show is to show you that even when times are tough and things aren't necessarily going the way you want them to, you can always work on your pleasure. All right, enjoy the show. Nikki Boyer.
Hi.
Three-time Emmy Award-winning TV host. You've done a lot of fascinating things in your career.
Thanks.
Journalist, but right now we are talking about your new podcast. You're the host of Dying for Sex.
Yes.
And really the topic of it, essentially your friend had a sexual awakening after being diagnosed with cancer, and you thought, well, yeah, that's first of all, it's like death, like sex, we're saying, or like death is like the antithesis of sex, right?
Right.
Like I'm going to die, I might as well learn to live. So amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
So, yeah. How did this all come together? Tell me where you're like, oh yeah, that's sad, but amazing. And then a podcast.
Right. I know. Kind of. That's it. Thank you for having me. And thank you for like opening up the conversation about this because I'm so excited about this project. When Molly was diagnosed with stage 4, that's a, for lack of a better word, it's terminal. So when she got that news, she decided it was time to do something really bold. And so she left her marriage of 15 years and moved out and moved very close to where I was living at the time. Now, mind you, this was the second time that she had been diagnosed. So she went through it the first time, double mastectomy, chemo, loss of everything. Really, that felt like her and her womanhood. So when she got re-diagnosed, she was like, I can't do it again like that. So she left her relationship, moved really close to me, and she was going on all these sexual journeys. So when I'd pick her up, because she never, you know, like she hates driving. So I'd pick her up and she'd be like, I got to tell you what happened. And I remember there was a moment we were at a stoplight and I was like, there's something here. This is not the normal thing that people do when they get cancer, right?
And they don't leave their husband.
Right.
They don't have a sexual awakening.
Right.
They're not as hopeful.
Completely
they're like, if
opposite.
Anything, I want to stay with them and I'm going to make
exactly.
peace with the fact that this is not working.
Yeah.
But I need
so
someone
she
to.
She said, I'm out.
She's amazing.
And then I said, I think this is a show. And in that moment, I said, and I think it's called Dying for Sex. Like it all just went whoo.
I mean, talk right? about one of the best. Yes, exactly.
So we just went for it and then started recording episodes. Well, actually, we came up with the idea. We came up with an idea. We started pitching it to people. And then finally, friends of mine at this production company called Bold Soul said we should pitch this, but we should actually record some recordings. And then I brought those recordings to Wondery, who is amazing at storytelling, right? Like mm-hmm. really digs in and goes there. And my producers there, just so awesome. And then we have the 6-episode series now called Dying for Sex. And episode 5 just came out
okay,
today.
Congratulations.
Thank
Everyone
you.
Can check it out wherever you listen to podcasts. I think a lot of people, I know you listen to the radio, but you just like Dying for Sex. They can listen to it.
Yeah.
Right? Everywhere.
Yeah,
just, for free.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
The thing about podcasts, which is awesome.
Isn't that nice?
Yes. Okay. So this is what, let's back up. So you are driving the car stoplight and you're like, wow, she's having a sexual awakening. What does that look like? Like, how did you define sexual awakening? Because I think that so many people, you know, I was saying earlier, like you don't have to get a diagnosis to decide that you want to have a sexual awakening.
I think that's really important to know is like, why are we waiting for bad news? Why are we waiting for something horrible and terminal to happen? I think that's part of what we're saying in this podcast is let's not wait for that. And let's give ourselves like permission to just go for it. And what I love about Molly, she does that. And she also lets you in on the messiness of it. Like it's not always pretty and it's not always nice and it doesn't always fill her up the way she thinks it's going to, but she's really open about that in her process, which I think is healing and part of the sexual awakening, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. So what would you say? Because you've known her for a while. You probably
like
knew her in her marriage.
Yeah.
Okay. So you knew her in the marriage. So you know, like what did that look like? Like what were the things that maybe surprised you? The first sex thing where you're like, oh, wow, this is a story. Like what was she telling you? Or this is a podcast. And I'm talking to Nikki Boyer, Dying for Sex is her podcast. You can check it out wherever you listen to podcasts.
So I think the moment that I realized this was like not the normal, like I'm just going to go on dates and make out with guys and have sex. It's when she started dipping into the fetish world and she was like, so there's a guy. He wants to come over and worship my feet. And I was like, that's it? She's like, yes. So there's this guy. He's really interested in like, you know, dressing up as a clown and then having sex with me. And I was like, what? Like, I just remember my brain was making sense, but I kept thinking, is this normal? Like, is this what happens? Right. So that's when I realized it was not just sex. It was like fetishes and things that she was really open to because why not? Like she said, like, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? Like, I was like, be careful. She's like, what are they going to do? Kill me?
Right. Like, and then one guy, like, she went over to the house and he just wanted to tickle. Like, he wanted her to tickle him.
She didn't really know that was happening until it started happening.
Fetish.
Yeah, that's it.
So
right?
did she, do you feel like her, was it filling her up? I know not every situation turned out amazing, but how did you see the sexual connections, like, fill her up in a way?
Well, I think people can look at this a little bit and say, well, gosh, she was pleasing them. Was it really about her? Right. And I get that part of it. But I think for her, it was a way of gaining control, a way of using her body in a way that it kind of had been robbed from her. When they take your breasts away and they take your, just things that make you feel like a woman, and the parts of you that make you feel sexy, I think for her, it was like she wanted to use that. And so she did discover that through some of, you know, her escapades, that sometimes it would fill her up and sometimes she would feel empty. And she kind of tried to navigate that to see what it really was that she was looking for. So it wasn't just about the sex, even though that's kind of the entry point, for lack of a better word, literally. She used that to kind of figure other things and heal some old wounds from her life.
Yeah, you said that she healed some trauma too. Yeah. Like, how would you explain that process? Or well, what did she work through?
I think she was working. I think she was raw. I don't want to give too much away, okay, but I think she was kind of robbed of that thing that most of us get, which is exploring sexuality and sex on our terms as a young woman. She didn't really get that process. So I think this, in a way, was her sort of reclaiming that time that she didn't get in her youth. And she digs into that in a little bit in the episode that was released today. So she goes into that. And so it was different. You know, people are getting a little bit judgy, I think, because they're like, well, how could she do this and why? And I think where I go is to don't draw your line so deeply in the sand. Like, you never know what you're capable or what you're going to want to do when things get really intense and hard.
Yeah, I mean, you're so right. People put up, they hear sex and they're like, put up so many ways, so many protectors around them, yeah, to be like, oh, that's wrong, this is wrong, I can't listen anymore. And yeah, so to really say, no, I'm going to actually suspend my judgment and go into the podcast and listen, like, maybe I'll be inspired for something. Maybe, yeah, I feel like that could be a lot of it, right? I mean, you must, yeah, have been, how about you, Nikki Boyer, to impact your sex life at all? You were like, I'm going to go home to my partner and I'm super, actually, I wish you had a foot fetish. Right. I need a foot rub. Like, did anything right, happen like that?
It kind of just sort of widened my idea of what people get to do. I did get a little judgy here and there in the podcast with certain, right, things. Like, I was like, ew. But I think now, looking back at it, I'm like, you know what? To each their own. I mean, certain things are too much, but everybody's got their way of expressing themselves. So what it did for me is it just sort of broadened my spectrum of like possibilities. So I haven't really changed much of what I'm doing, but I'm open to it.
Right, exactly.
But I do have to be honest. Like, yeah, my boyfriend would kill me if he knew I was saying this live on a show. But there's a part of me now that's kind of interested, and maybe we can talk about this for a second.
Yes,
I would love your opinion.
Of course.
I kind of like the idea now of like voyeurism,
yes,
like the voyeur, like watching, like not in being involved and not being in the room, but there's, and I know porn does that and chatterbait does that.
You're
not,
watching,
like,
someone
watching
else.
Watching someone else. I don't know. I think
with your husband.
Yeah,
in
with my partner.
Oh,
with my boyfriend.
No, that's really, really common fantasy.
It is? Okay.
Absolutely. You're good.
Fascinated.
Welcome
by
to
that.
Sex with Emily.
Yeah, I know.
Everything's
right?
Fine. You're all good. We all have fantasies. And we're not going to shame you or blame you. We're actually going to help you make that fantasy come true. If you want to. Name that fantasy.
Right?
No, but it's, yeah, I mean, it is common because, first off, it's, well, you tell me, when you think about your partner, mm-hmm, your husband, having sex with somebody else, what is it?
Oh, no, I'm not interested,
okay,
in that.
Okay, which part?
I want to watch other people.
With your, just in general.
Just in general.
Are you with your husband and he's sitting,
yeah,
next
I'd
to you?
Yeah, I'd like to watch it with him.
Oh, okay,
and I'd
go
like
to like
be
a play party,
yeah,
or a sex party. Okay.
See, I've never been to any of this.
Yeah, like, so I'm, fun. Welcome.
I mean, yeah.
Do it. Yeah, we can help you. There's a lot of like different websites
we can
and
help
play
you.
Parties. I'm serious.
That's amazing.
I literally want everybody's like fantasies to come true. I want to help everybody. I was going to use the word enable, but that's such a negative connotation. But I want to like in a
can
very
I ask
healthy
you a
way.
Question?
Of course, babe.
Okay.
Ask anything.
So, is there anything that you sort of had a fantasy about that you indulged in and it didn't kind of meet
that's
up to the thing
question.
In your head? Like,
yeah,
I'm
like,
afraid
I like
the voyeurism.
You deflecting away from the voyeurism. Before you leave, I'm going to help you take the next right step towards,
okay,
the voyeurism fantasy.
Okay.
Has there been anything that I've wanted that I've been like, take it or leave it?
Well, no, you were like, oh, I'm interested. And then when it comes
and
to fruition, you're like, well, that was way better in my head.
Right.
That's what I'm afraid of with the voyeurism, where I'm going to see two bodies and I'm going to be like, nope, we're good.
Well, that's the best thing about it is that if you go to a play party, meaning it's like, they used to call them swinger parties, or
okay,
you can get an invite or you can sign up and go on like a Saturday night. And there's usually rules, like only couples can come and single women, and there's not an obligation to have sex, so you and your partner could decide to go and just kind of show up and just see how it is and kind, mm-hmm, of ease into it. I find a lot of these parties are a lot like a regular party, but then eventually you look over and someone's having sex. Like, at first you're like, nice to meet you, my name's,
wow,
Nikki Boyer, I'm Emily Morse, how's it going, clothes are on, and then like an hour in you're like, is she giving him a blowjob? What is going on in this book?
I know in my brain this exists, but to go is a whole different experience.
Yeah. And the thing is, these parties are like, there's anonymity because no one wants to like, I saw Nikki at a right. party, so I'm not going to go. You're right. Like, I don't want to see my boss there. But then you're like, well, your boss was there.
Right.
You're all at a sex party. So anyway, yeah. So I think that's kind of how it all works. Then you could leave. Or you could have a safe word with him.
Question.
My question is, what sexual fantasies of mine did I happen? And I was like, nah, let's check, you know, bucket list done. Don't have to do it again.
I know.
You know
I
what?
Put
it's
you on
really
the spot.
Hard. That's the second sexual spot I've been put on today. Like the
oh,
second
really?
Sexual question that someone's asked me that I was like, yeah, it was what this guy, I'm going to this retreat. Emily, think about what would I be embarrassed to ask a partner for sexually in bed? Like, what do I want to fulfill sexually that I'm afraid to ask? And I'm like, I really want, I'm sure there's something. So I asked my listeners to call in.
Well, that's
like,
a great idea.
888-947-8277. What are you afraid to ask sexually for that you're dying to ask? Or how do you ask it? So I don't know. I really can't think of anything that went wrong. Like I've had threesomes,
well, then
but then I boarded them before it was a bad threesome.
Got
so
it.
Like, but I've had really good threesomes. And then I've had like an almost threesome where I was like, oh, this isn't going to be hot. And I ended it.
Ooh, that's smart.
Yes.
Right.
Because so much, I don't know if you had this, Nikki. In my life, I've had relationships or I've had sex with people that it was easier to keep going than to say no.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, well, I might as well just give him a blowjob or I might as well just have sex because I don't want to explain why I don't want to have sex.
Right.
Which is, I mean, I don't want to do those things anymore.
No.
And I encourage all of you not to kind of not do that anymore.
Right.
Because once you learn what you want in bed and what feels good and you're really in touch with your body, you won't be able to just kind of pacify someone just because you don't want them to feel better. Like, what about our own sexual needs?
Right.
But I think in the past, I've just followed through with things sexually, like that I wouldn't. But I can't think of anything that I did that.
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
I'm just
wondering if
about
the voyeur.
It.
I'm wondering if the voyeurism thing is just more of like a juicy thing to have in my head, but maybe in real life I would be.
Here's the best way to find out.
Okay.
First, so if you were calling in, Nikki Boyer, check out her podcast, Dying for Sex, on Wondery, which is wherever you can listen to podcasts. But Wondery makes great storytelling.
Yes.
So I just love that you're like immediately captured by all the stories and like the narrative. So
thank you.
It's a very unique format. So I do appreciate that. And
thank you.
I feel like that what I would tell people is feel like, oh, I don't know if I want to try it, is that you guys like dirty talk it when you're in bed. Like right now I'm picturing us, we're at a party and tonight like you're looking at this couple and she looks over at you and we're watching them and then, you know, you start grabbing me and we're making out and you just sort of talk it back and forth to see like a role play.
Yeah. Okay.
To see how if that's hot.
I think my boyfriend will be very happy
that
I was on
you
the show.
You could send
today.
Him this. So yeah, that's kind of like how you dip your toe in the water. Because, you know, many people are like, I don't know that I want to go all the way there. Because a lot of people do have like the threesome fantasies and stuff. And I'm like, well, first, don't just go out finding a third person tonight.
Right.
Just
maybe
chat. Role play it.
Role play it. That's really good advice.
Thank you. So that's that. Okay.
Yeah.
So what else? So do you have any more sex questions for me? I'm thinking about my own sex thing.
Well,
how is your sexual communication with your partner? Do you think it's made you more like open?
That's a great question. Actually, doing this podcast with Molly has sort of allowed me to go, oh, I hadn't even thought of that. Or let me kind of push the envelope a little bit. So it has increased our sex. It has increased the communication around it, asking for things. But I'm so exhausted right now from working so much that I come home and sometimes like my version of sex is like a hot bath and he rubs my feet.
Right.
Like that's okay too.
That is sex.
Right?
Yes. We all get to decide what connection looks like with our partner.
Yeah.
Intimacy. That is intimacy.
Yeah.
But isn't it funny? I get what you mean. Like being exhausted all day because you're working on a sex topic, sex show.
And then you come home.
And you're like, it's like the cobbler's kids have no shoes. You know that? I'm like, yeah.
Oh my God,
this guy
so
that I'm dating, he's like, no shoes, right? Because I'm always like, I'm tired. I didn't have time for sex in the past. Anyway, I mean,
I love that.
It's ebbs and flowed. But yeah, and that's totally fine. As long as you both get your needs met.
Yeah.
So then you talk about it, then it sounds like your sexual communication.
I think it's pretty good. I mean, we've been together for almost 11 years and going through this with Molly, I would bring things to him. I saw a lot of photos and masturbation videos and things that Molly would share with me. So I think there was a part of me that was like, whoa, like that's a lot. There's a lot to take in there from many, many different men. So coming home, you know, I would be like, oh, I saw this today, experienced this today. And it would kind of fuel things where you're like,
do you talk to him about it? Or are you like,
yeah,
hey, this is what happened?
You know, it's funny though. I didn't find those videos and those pictures to be that hot.
Yeah.
Okay. Because there was a little bit of like, that's going to sound, there's a little bit of desperation underneath it, right?
Oh, when tell you come me more, to, like the dick pic was just a desperate looking dick penis.
The penis, that penis itself looks, had this look. Yeah. I was like, help me.
Like trepidation. Do I really want this to be?
Right. Sex? Isn't that horrible that I'm saying this? And you're saying I love this. No, it's not horrible. It's amazing.
Everything's great.
There was a, everything is great. I don't know. There's just a little bit of like, oh God, they're trying so hard. Like they're literally like, this is so, like,
is it really
so
hard?
Much.
Is there a prop? Are you holding it up?
Like,
the
there's so
stand?
Much happening here. Like ease into it, boys. Like relax. So there's a little bit of like, whoa. Like, we don't, there's no foreplay anymore. It's just a giant wiener in your face. Like, give it a minute.
Right.
I don't know.
Give it a beat. No, we need, this is the thing. Women, we're not waiting. We're not sitting there going, God, right now, I'd just love to get a dick pic. Let me scroll through all my, like, we keep them maybe in our phone to show our friends. We delete them from our website, our DMs and Instagram. But yeah, there's something about the women. We want a little bit of, we want to turn on. We want to warm up. Just to bring, there's a dick pic that I did not choose to see.
And she, I think Molly did that. Like, she learned through trial and error, like, a wiener right off the bat isn't my thing. Like, I like a little conversation. She loves verbal foreplay and texting and photos of creases of bodies and things like that. So it was interesting.
Yeah. So she kind of figured out what she wanted, mm-hmm. which is kind of the process of dating, I think, when you kind of put yourself on a path. You're like, okay, I do like sexting. I don't like dirty talk, or I don't want a dick pic ever. But what I like is that in your podcast, Dying for Sex, that you use all the real, like, the texts and the images or the video or the audio and stuff. It's, I think that's such a great, you feel like you're back
Thank
there
you.
With her.
Really, and I feel like it's the real deal. It's a real story. It's not like a fabrication or an idea. Like, it's the real story of Molly and her journey, and it's messy and it's beautiful. And it's not just about sex. It's about healing, and it's about female friendships and just also figuring out what you want to do with the time you have left. And what I keep saying to people is, it's morbid, but we're all kind of dying.
Right.
Yeah, like, we don't know when someone's going to go. So why are we waiting for that diagnosis to sort of live our fullest life? So what are you dying for? What do you want to live for? Like, what is that in you? So I hope that this podcast is not only fun and titillating, but kind of makes you sort of look at your life and go, what am I doing?
Like, absolutely.
What do I want to ask for?
No, Nikki, I think that is such a great point. And I feel like when something like that happens, I was going to ask you too, because having someone so close to you who's been sick, has that, have you re-examined your life too in ways? Has it kind of made you be like, I don't have time for this worry, because who knows when, you know, what's going to happen with life? Or,
well, I think I just am naturally a kind of, like, I thrive on control and anxiety, and I'm trying to figure out how to let go of that. And I think sometimes my brain and my body aren't quite synced up with, like, let's relax. But I realize that the best way to practice that is just to be super present where you are and really mindful of where you are. Like, when you're with people, just take a deep breath and really be with them and try to just quiet the noise. And if we could just practice that, it feels nice.
Well, that's like the punchline of every spiritual journey, every therapy, everything is like, well, at the end of the day, we need to breathe more and be present.
Isn't that crazy though? That's the answer.
That
we're so resistant to it.
Yeah.
And love.
It's true. Yeah. Like, connection, love, and intimacy and presence.
Yeah.
I believe at the punchline in life, like at the end of the day, at the end of our day or the end of our life, it's like, how about this? Not in the past tense. I'm so glad I loved, had sex, I gave, that I was as present as I could be with these precious moments I had on this planet.
Yeah. And it's also a little bit about, this podcast is a little bit about forgiveness, forgiving ourselves, forgiving other people, and healing those things that, holding on to that, anger, frustration, or resentment is just killing you, right?
Right. It's a good life process to learn to release that stuff, because it just stacks up and carries us around.
Oh,
so I think the story is super inspiring.
Thank
Nikki
you.
Boyer, check out her podcast, Dying for Sex. It just premiered last month, so you can check out the rest of it. It's Nikki Boyer, NIKKIBOYER on Instagram and Twitter, NikkiBoyer.com. We'll put it in the show notes at sexwithemily.com. I have to ask you the 5 questions we ask all of our guests, Nikki
Boyer.
I love
this.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Biggest turn on.
Confidence.
Biggest turn off.
Ugh. Ego.
What makes good sex?
Lube.
Yes, baby. Something you would tell your younger self about sex and relationships.
Be a little safer. Be a little safer.
Number one sex tip.
Go go for, if you're thinking about doing some like toys and play, like just buy the toy, bring it home, and just go for it.
Do
like,
it.
Just do it. Or order it on Amazon.
Or sexwithemily.com. Thank you for being
here. Oh my God. Order it at sexwithemily.com.
Just get a vibrator. You're right.
We send
wherever you find it. Dude, we're going to give you one before you leave. You get a parting gift.
It is Sex with
Emily. I know. It really is. Everyone gets a gift. You get a vibrator and you get a vibrator. I'm Dr. Emily. This is Sex with Emily.
We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to get into your calls. And thank you again for supporting our sponsors. They've got some great products to keep you connected right now. And we would not be connected to you if not for them. And they wouldn't be in business if not for you. So thank you, everybody, for supporting them. And we'll be right back.
Hey, Jamie. Question. What's the number one fantasy people ask about here at Sex with Emily?
Oh, that's easy. Threesomes. Like literally every day.
Exactly. Well, now tell everyone what happened when Weston from Woo More Play said he wanted to tell us about his threesome.
Well, we definitely dropped everything that we were doing and had to listen. I mean, come on.
And?
Actually, it wasn't exactly what we were expecting, but I don't know. I was still pretty excited about it.
Exactly. Okay. So here's his story. Woo More Play now sells threesomes. That might not be exactly what you fantasize about, but you'll definitely want one. Woo More Play's threesome combines one tube of their amazing coconut love oil with two packs of their freshies after play wipes. I mean, if you haven't tried them yet, like just do it. Trust me, you need to. You're going to love it.
They're in all of my bags.
All my bags. I have like freshie wipes every single place I go. And their love oil is the best coconut oil lube I've ever tried. And I promise, once you try it, you're going to be obsessed as I am and as Jamie is too. Mm-hmm. I mean, I use it every time I have sex. I use it on my partner. And then it's so cool because it's like, it's great for your skin. It becomes like a massage oil. So it doesn't matter if it, everyone's like, how do you use lube? I'm like, this stuff, you just put it on your body. It doesn't matter where it goes.
Literally everywhere.
Everywhere. And then you like use it on like their partner and then you slide together, like your body's, oh God. I mean, and it is a great lube.
I'm getting turned on.
And great for your skin. It's vanilla essence, beeswax, and stevia. And nothing synthetic either. So like you can taste it. Like it's good. Like if you put it on someone and then you taste them.
No, definitely. And then
if they taste like this and it's totally fine.
And then if you're worried about cleanup, you literally have the wipes right there next to you. Right. They're pre-moistened towelettes. They're organic. Hypoallergenic. And those themselves, they smell and feel really
they
good.
They do. I don't know how they made it. They're like the best wipes out also.
Yeah.
Like, these are very special. So you know we love Woo More Play. So do yourself a favor. Try it today. To get your Woo More Play threesome, go to sexwithemily.com/woo. That's my site, sexwithemily.com/WOO, and use code Emily at checkout for a special discount. I am so excited to let you know you can now hear Sex with Emily live 5 days a week on Sirius XM Radio. You'll find me in Stars Channel 109, Monday through Friday at 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. But don't worry, the podcast is staying right here. My brand new radio show will have everything you love about Sex with Emily and more, because every day I'll be interviewing guests, sharing the latest news, and my favorite part, taking your calls live on the air 2 hours every weekday. If you're a SiriusXM subscriber, you already know how great it is. If you never tried it, get a free trial for 30 days. Just go to sexwithemily.com/SXM. That's sexwithemily.com/SXM today to try SiriusXM for yourself. See you there.
Okay, we have Stacy, 35 in Illinois, just had a hysterectomy and needs advice about how to get back into sex.
All right. Hey, Stacy.
Hello.
Hi, Stacy. Thanks for calling. Hello. Hello. You're on.
So I had a total hysterectomy about 6 weeks ago. I did keep my ovaries.
Okay.
But I'm just kind of nervous getting back into sex because my doctor didn't explain any, you know, differences or
they
what
didn't
to expect.
Oh, really? No. That's just, oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so glad you called. So, okay. So it's, you know, it takes a while to get back into it, to get back into sex. It could take, you know, you're going to, I mean, the doctor says like between 4 and 6 weeks is what they'll say. And that allows time for like scars to heal, like discharge and bleeding and all of that stuff to stop. But don't put that, I don't want you to have that. It's like women after childbirth. They're like, yeah, 6 weeks. It's not always the same. So just really pay attention to your body and like see how you're feeling. Okay. So I also think, you know, if you notice bleeding and all that, you should go back and see your doctor. You might get a little bit, you know, do they tell you anything like side effects? Like you might get
sad or I feel pretty good.
Right.
I just more questions about like I didn't even know this until I researched on the internet, like the vaginal cuff that they make for you, how that affects like your sex life and orgasms and stuff like that. I don't understand that part.
Well, right, a vaginal cuff.
Yeah, because yeah. when they take your cervix out.
Right. Yeah. No. I know. I mean, but you're saying that they didn't, there was nothing that you were told. So, no. Like, I mean, here's the thing.
No, not a lot.
Okay. So you might have less interest in sex. You might, you know, you have to see what happens. But I feel like, you know, you'll still have orgasms. You have your clitoris, like your labia. You could be a little bit drier. You definitely want to use lube. You'll have sensations. I mean, I feel like, and how old you are?
35.
So, I mean, the most important thing is to, I think, I mean, I... to stay in touch right now with your whole, your sex life, your vulva, your vagina, like to still masturbate, doing your Kegel exercises and working your pelvic floor is a really important part of the recovery process. So did they tell you to do any of the exercises?
No.
Okay. So pelvic floor exercises are really, and most women, we kind of do them wrong. We like don't really know, you know, so I would recommend that you check out like there's like apps and stuff. Or I have an iPhone app called Kegel Camp. You can look how to do them online, but they're kind of like your pee stopping muscles. Like when you stop and sew the start of urine, it's like you tense and you relax. Mm-hmm. And so I would do those. And then I would just wait and see, because the thing is for many women, like I think it's important to like when you just want to take it slow. And really, you want to keep your mind engaged. So I even think for you, doing your Kegels and keeping in touch, even if you're not feeling... Are you in a relationship?
Yeah, I'm married.
Okay. So I think just like continuing to be intimate with your partner and not making like sex is off the table, because there's still things that you guys can do to stay connected. So I still like, you know, kissing, massages, playing with each other. When you start to feel it again, you know, maybe you'd want to do, you know, maybe not now the first... how are you feeling right now? Like the next, you know... week, you know, it's been how long?
I mean, 6 weeks.
6 weeks.
So I'm feeling pretty good.
Oh, you're at the 6 weeks. Okay, so have you been connected with your mm-hmm. partner? Because here's the thing, have you tried to have sex again yet?
Not yet. I'm kind of nervous about that. So that's why I was calling to see, because they didn't explain anything. So
right.
That's what...
I mean, okay. No, I know. And I'm trying to, like, I feel like that to go slow with your partner, I mean, here's the thing, you might not feel anything different. How do you, have you had any... Do you have any changes? Have you looked in a mirror? Do you feel, have you felt turned on? Have you connected to your husband since then?
Yes. Okay. We have intercourse. Right. But,
well, what I would do is, because I don't want to, like, I want you to see how you feel. This is what I want you to do. I would love it if you, do you ever masturbate on your own? That's what masturbation is. I guess I love mutual. Okay. So what I would recommend that you like take a bath, get yourself into a comfortable place where you're feeling relaxed. And you masturbate, you take some time, and you see, like, because it's kind of like getting to know you guys, like, what is happening down there? And I think you're going to find that probably not much is different. Like, you're not feeling any pain right now. You think you've recovered. And then feel that sexual, like, the sexual Stacey that you are, you know? And do that. And then see how it feels. And then when you're with your partner again, your husband, you can just kind of take it slow. And have him, you know, see how it feels for him to touch you, use his fingers, and just like everything. I always think, you know... it helps to go slow with everything. So getting back into it again. But I think that what you could expect is definitely have some lube because you might be a little bit drier. I recommend Uber Lube. I love Uber, you know, a good silicone lube. And let him know, like communicate with him, because this is the most important thing, Stacey. And actually, if this, you know, you can always call back, you know, talk to your doctor if there are any side effects after you've sex. But it sounds like, you know, once you masturbate and do this, keep him in the loop. Like you don't want him to be like, you have come back and you're all like, oh, I'm all healed, right? Let him know this process that you're going through. Because I also think if you have expectations on yourself right now, like, oh, what if I can't orgasm? Or what if I'm not as, you know, that's going to be defeatist. But if you let him know that, like, I want to take it slow and here's what I'm going through, I think that that process alone of being transparent with him will allow you to truly relax into your body and just connect again, and everything will go a lot smoother.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Stacey, keep me posted and let me know how it goes.
All right, well, we have Ryan, 29, from California, who wants to talk about sex robots.
All right. Hey, Ryan, what's going on? Let's talk about it.
Hey, not much. Just, you know, excited I'm living in the future.
Yep.
Where all this stuff is existing.
Right.
You know, I thought it was interesting growing up as a guy, you know, you hear about girls having dildos and all these options, and you as a guy, you really just kind of have your hand. And but eventually I kind of discovered the fleshlight.
Oh, okay.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think it was kind of like like a discount one or like a name brand one.
Right.
Or
it's okay.
But I tried it and I thought it was really thrilling. It was like kinky and almost like it was like a different, you can use your imagination a little
yeah.
more. But, and it, so it was great. But afterwards, I, you know, you feel great, but then you're like, I got to clean this thing.
Oh. I thought you were going to say I thought you were going to say you felt shame.
Same.
Like some men have orgasms and they like slap their, like they're watching porn and they're like, I feel dirty. But what you're saying is you had to clean it. Yeah, I guess.
I had this like task in my mind. I'm like, okay, I can't clean it like tomorrow. I have to kind of pay attention to this now. It's kind of a mess that needs to be
handled true.
Immediately, but which, you know, I guess it's kind of like sex because you kind of have to, you always have that cleanup phase afterwards where it's just, you know,
but it was worth it. We have to clean up our toys. You guys, women have to clean up our toys after every time we use them too. Because then it gets bacteria.
This thing had like cracks and crevices and like, I honestly, it didn't come with instructions. I was like, I don't know how to clean this thing. It took me forever.
Oh my God.
Well, it wasn't worth it. So I want an option as a guy like that I'm not going to have to feel like it's more of a chore than it should
be.
Yeah,
well, what else do we have? I mean, there are disposable ones. There's just Tenga, T-E-N-G-A. They make disposable masturbation sleeves that you just might want to buy. They're cheaper and you can just kind of throw it away after.
Really?
That's the easy fix. And then, yeah, just so people don't know what the Fleshlight is it's like, it kind of like they say it out of a penis, but it simulates like the real deal. Like it feels like with the ridges and the bumps, it's like they're a special patented material developed by NASA. That's their whole thing with Fleshlight. That it just feels like, because men have their hands. Like, what do I need? I got my hand. But Ryan, I love that you checked it, that you tried it, and you're like, that was kind of cool.
And the other thing is lube too. You gotta, because at first I couldn't do it without. I was like, I need to lube.
Gotta use lube. The Fleshlight. You gotta use lube. And I don't understand why men don't use lube every time they masturbate. We don't understand it. I would want it every time. Isn't it just hard? Don't you just like ever?
None of my roommates do.
It's not a dry rub. You know, it's not a dry rub. It is a dry rub, though.
But some men don't use lube. They don't use anything. I get you could use lotion, but I think you should use lube instead. I'm just saying. But also, Ryan, the other thing is the Fleshlight makes a quick shot. It's called a quick shot. And it's a little smaller, but it's open on both sides. So you can just clean it up the old-fashioned way. All right, Ryan?
Wherever I want.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There you go. I'm full of things for you. Also, the Hot Octopus is a cool toy. It's a little more pricey, but it's a Hot Octopus Pulse 3. It's like a half a masturbation. It goes around you. It's a toy. It oscillates on your frenulum. I love that Ryan's getting curious here with all the toys. So I'm just throwing them all out. All right. Thanks, Ryan. Thanks for calling. We haven't talked about the Fleshlight in a while. I feel like 5 years ago, the Fleshlight was, we talked about a lot more on the show, but like, I love it. Fleshlight is cool for men to mix it up. If you're on the road a lot, you want to try something different than your hand. Like women, we've got so many toys, right? We can try different sensations. We've got all those nerve endings to stimulate. Well, men, just because we have 8,000 and they have 4,000, that's still a lot of nerve endings to stimulate.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot. And the cool thing about like the quick shot, or I think they have like the Fleshskin. It's like you can use it with your partner and it just like makes, it's like the handy hand job helper.
Yeah, it is. Right. It's hand job helper. Yeah. Use lube and use the handy hand job helper. I know what you're talking about. Fleshskin.
Yeah.
I think the quick shot was also a hand job helper.
Yeah. Like why not have something to help speed
why
it along?
Do we think that sex has to be this whole like natural, like nothing's, we don't need anything, condoms, lube, toy. Like it's just be our bodies together. And erotic bliss. Which sometimes that works, but not always.
Which is also funny because there's always like these random stories that you see where guys are sticking their dicks in like vacuums or like other random things.
Guys
and I'm
are
like,
sticking their dicks in everything they can.
Right, so might as well get a toy that was meant for your dick to be in.
Yeah, get a toy to stick your dick in.
And not the vacuum because that
sounds
painful.
Such a good idea. Yes.
Let's talk to Sarah, who's 24 in Pennsylvania. She wants to know how to keep a sex life going in a long distance relationship.
Hey, Sarah. Thanks for calling. How can I help you?
Hi.
All right.
I find myself getting frustrated.
I understand. Yeah. How long you guys been together?
4 years.
4 years, long distance, and you're 24. So since you're 20, you've been in a long distance relationship.
Well, we were together for 3 years, and then he went to med school across the country.
Got it. Okay. So of course you're frustrated. You miss him, right?
Yeah.
Is there an end date where you know you're going to be in the same city?
We have 1 more year distance.
Okay. So you're trying to keep it interesting while he's away?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I have to say that it's a good time if you're in a long distance relationship and you know there's an end, which I like, because I'm not into all these long distance things and we don't know what we're going to do. We might just be long distance forever. But it's great time to do this because there's so much great like technology now that can actually keep you more connected. So do you guys ever do any like phone sex or sexting or FaceTime, anything? Do you ever do any of that?
We've done it a couple times and it's been good.
Okay. I mean,
but there just hasn't been like that much to it.
Right. Okay. Well, I think it'd be fun to set a date night with him when you're on FaceTime or Skype. And then you have a date where you're actually like having dinner together or you're each having a glass of wine. And then you guys could have some intimate conversations there, like about your sex life. You could play a game. There's some really great games. You could each like pick a, you could, there's some online games or there's some card, like there's one called Monogamy, which we love. It's like Monopoly, but Monogamy, even though you're not in the same place, or there's some trivia questions you could ask each other. Just get to know each other. There's like Mad Libs for sex. There's other things we have. There's just fun board games. There's fun questions that you could get to know each other and ask intimate things about your sex life. You guys could fill out a yes, no, maybe list and figure out what you guys both like to do in bed. You know, get more intimate. Like start talking about things that you desire, maybe talking about things that you really love from your past and just kind of, have a real date. You could also use toys. Do you guys ever use toys? Because there's, WeVibe makes toys that you can actually use something called the WeConnect app. And so he could be long distance and be controlling the toy with you in another city, another country.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I know, right? There's one called the Moxie and it's so cool and it's like a wearable vibe. I mean, you could be wearing it out and about and he could control it from anywhere on his phone. You guys can, and they actually, in their app, their WeConnect app, it's kind of like a FaceTime thing. There's video too. So you don't have to use the video function, but you can. You could like call each other and you could be controlling it. But I feel like you're probably missing him because you miss the intimacy. And so if there's a way you could like look into each other's eyes, have a conversation, maybe you could, have some good conversations about your sex life.
I miss the touch.
Yeah, well, that's what's hard because you're not in the same room. So I mean, how often do you see him?
About once a month.
Okay. So I think it'd be fun to kind of, like, anticipation is so hot. Like, that's the thing about long-distance relationships is it is already hot because you have that built-in, like, missing the person and then the build-up. But maybe if you start to kind of plan your next sex session together, like, what would it look like? Maybe you're dressing up. Maybe you're role-playing. Maybe you're using some toys together and then you both have something to look forward to. Would you feel comfortable talking to him about any of this stuff?
Yeah, he's really open.
Okay. I hope that's helpful for you. Thanks, Sarah. Thanks for calling. Yeah, let me know how it goes.
So. Thank you.
You're so welcome. I think we have a blog too, Long Distance Sex. Do we have one on our site?
Yeah, there was like a few things. So just search Long Distance.
Search Long Distance Sex. So Long Distance on our website, Sarah. We've got a great post for you blog there that will help you out as well.
Mm-hmm.
It is a good time. Have the conversations.
Yeah, and I mean, it's good that if they see each other at least once a month.
Yeah,
I think that's
like that
often.
Is good. Yeah, and then plan for the sex. Plan for something.
Yeah, make it like an escapade.
Yeah.
I don't do that enough, actually. Like, plan out a whole sex session.
Yeah, I think you should.
I'm going to, well, I mean,
plan it
with
out.
Who, but eventually.
Know. Like, how would you plan it out?
I would, like, figure out exactly my scenario. I'd have all the toys out.
Yes.
Rolled up. I'd have lingerie ready to go and be like, okay, hour one.
Right.
Like all, no penetration, all the other stuff. And then hour two, then let's get into that. And then hour three, let's like take a snack break.
Yes.
And then let's go back.
Yeah. Adventures in different
rooms.
I
love just like having sex and then eating something naked and then just going back to the sex.
Yes, me too. And then never leaving your house all weekend.
Oh, it's been so long.
I know. Same.
Business with Emily. Find me on SiriusXM Radio. It is Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific, channel stars 109. And you can check it out also on their app and get a free 30-day trial at sexwithemily.com/SXM. Also, you guys, it really helps right now. Wherever you're listening, rate us, review us, iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Spotify. leave us 5 stars, leave us a comment on iTunes. We really appreciate that. And remember, if you found something useful in this show, share it with a friend. I think we could all use some more inspiration right now to work on our pleasure potential, because I know a lot of us are suffering in ways that we never thought imaginable, but we always have the ability to connect with ourselves and with others. So thanks for sharing the show and for supporting our sponsors. We're going to keep bringing you content. We're here for you. I love you all. Reach out to us. Find us on all social media. It is Sex with Emily. We're going to be doing more and more to bring you services and information to help you at this challenging time. Thanks to my awesome team. I love you. Ken, Kristen, Elisa, Brian, our interns, producer Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.
If you've heard me say it once, you've heard me say it a million times. Communication is a lubrication. The more we talk about sex, the better it gets. But listen, before you can tell your partner what actually feels good to you, you need to figure that out with a little self-exploration. Because I promise, you've got places and parts you haven't explored yet. Enter Zumiio, the one toy that was designed specifically for exploration. Instead of using a wide vibrating surface, it has a fine tip that rotates in tiny circles, mimicking the natural motion of a fingertip. And so what this does is it lets you pinpoint one very small area at a time without overpowering vibrations that stimulate everything at once. The result? You can discover so many new sensations and take control of your pleasure. Zumiio has 8 speeds and it's pressure sensitive. Push the tip down gently for light stimulation or firmly for deeper intensity. And because it doesn't vibrate, nothing gets overstimulated, including the hand you're holding it with. Oh, and BTW, Zumiio is an amazing add-on for intercourse. Its small tip and ergonomic handle means that you can reach down and use it exactly where and when you need it most. I'm telling you, just go take a look at it and you'll see why I'm so excited about Zumiio. You can see it at sexwithemily.com/Zumiio. That's sexwithemily.com/Zumiio. Zumiio is exploration with rotation, not vibration.